Time now for a look at legal issues in the country with our resident lawyer, Stephanie Fo from BCCC Attorneys at Law. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Alex.
Now, today we're talking about buying and selling property in Switzerland. So if you're looking to buy property in Switzerland, whether as a main residence or if you're the luxury of a second home, for example, on the lake, maybe,
who knows?
Yes. maybe an investment property. What are the rules?
Well, it is ruled by law. There's a federal law on the acquisition of real estate by person abroad, which was called Lex Friedrich, which we call now the Lex Koller, because it's the people who did the motion for it. And this Lex Koller requires persons abroad to obtain a permit from the appropriate cantonal or federal authority before buying real estate in Switzerland.
Okay, so what does this person abroad
mean? Exactly, that's
yeah.
the whole question. Okay. Who are the persons abroad? I mean, the persons abroad are individuals, foreigners domiciled abroad, or foreigners that are in fact domiciled in Switzerland but are not EU nationals or are not holding a valid C permit. That means, actually, that nationals from European member states domiciled in Switzerland, as well as nationals of other foreign countries with C permits, are actually not submitted to the authorization request and are not subjected to the Lex Koller. So they are free to buy.
Okay, so persons abroad basically means if you don't have a C permit or if you're not from an EU country,
exactly,
you are a person abroad and you have to go through this process if you want to buy property. That includes Americans, Canadians, Indian, whatever. But non-EU and non-C permit. Okay,
exactly.
So now we know where we stand. Does this law only concern people and not legal entities, though?
Well, it does actually also concern legal entities, which are also considered as persons abroad in as much as they are have the same conditions of people who are not Europeans or are not valid C permit holders.
Okay, now, and what I meant by legal entities, companies, basically.
Yes, of
okay.
course. And controlled companies with people abroad are people who is companies, excuse me, who own more than one third of the company's equity capital. If you have a foreigner, an American, who owns more than one third of the company's equity capital, then this company is considered as a person abroad and will have to have the authorization also.
Okay, now let's talk about what the acquisition of real estate encompasses when we talk about this sort of acquisition of real estate, another legal term. What
it's
does
not
that mean
only
exactly?
buying a chalet. It's
okay.
It's of course direct purchase of real estate, but it's also acquisition of property rights on real estate. It can be procurement of right of ownership of a legal entity. So you don't really live in the house, which is in Switzerland, but it's you own a part of a right. And that's the same rule which applies.
Okay. What is the authorization needed for that acquisition of real estate?
Well, actually, law requires that you receive a specific authorization unless you are exempted, therefore. But you have to take, actually, you have to define what type of acquisition you want to make. Typically, real estate for permanent business establishments, no authorization is needed to buy real estate for the purpose of creating a permanent establishment for distribution, manufacturing, or other type of commercial businesses. The participation by foreign investors in business enterprise does not require permission.
Okay, hold on one second. Now, so if I am a persons abroad, I don't need it for creating a permanent establishment of distribution, manufacturing, or commercial business.
If you want to buy a workshop or a practice for a liberal profession,
okay,
you can if you are a person abroad in the sense we've just defined.
Right.
Exactly. You will not need an authorization
okay.
for that.
All right.
On the other hand, the acquisition of real estate for the purpose of building, renting, leasing housing accommodation, or for the purpose of trading in such accommodation requires prior authorization. So they've made a really clear distinction where you need it and where you do not need it.
Okay, so if you're setting up a business where you're actually going to do the business from the facility, that's okay. But if you're setting up a business for
to
renting,
make money,
yes. Then no. Okay. All right. So what about main residents? Do they require permission if you're a person abroad?
No permission is required for the acquisition of real estate for private residential purposes by an individual person abroad, provided that such property serves the purchaser as their main residence. I mean, that's really, you have to live in it, sir.
Okay. It can't just be your place by the lake.
No, it cannot be your place
okay.
by the lake.
All right. Because I was thinking about that, you know.
Of course, I can understand. Everyone thinks about it.
Okay, so let's talk about...
And there's but there's a few more conditions. I mean, if you do buy land, for example, you cannot just buy land and sit on it. You have to actually, in the year, start building on it. There's further rules which go... Because they really want to avoid that these foreigners have actually these big domains and that they are... empty bedded.
I see. Okay, now we talked about the place by the lake, those secondary residences.
That's the one you want.
Yes, where I can only dream at this point, Stephanie.
Well, it's coming to
rules,
it.
What are the rules about it?
Well, nationals of the EU states working as cross-border commuters in Switzerland may acquire a secondary residence in the area of the place of work. So if you are a cross-border, you can. For as long as the purchaser continues working in the area that's a cross-border commuter, they must occupy the residency themselves. So, I mean, they have to stay a bit in the country and go abroad. They have to do it. They cannot rent it out.
Oh, yes. Back to the renting a bit. Okay,
exactly. There are actually rules differ a little bit from canton to canton, depending on how interested they are in the tax situation of these people. And, of course, that's involved as well, because if the person is a strong tax contributor, of course, the authorization will be granted much easier than somebody else.
Go figure. Now, I think I'm wading into some very complicated material, even more complicated, I have a feeling, because we talked about the rules of buying in Switzerland. What is the actual process of buying and selling in Switzerland?
Well, buying and selling in Switzerland needs a contract, and this contract needs to be notarized. You can do preliminary contracts, letters of intent, agreements. They all have to be notarized. You have to go and see a notaire. Contracts which do not meet the formal requirement of notarization are void and unenforceable. You cannot decide on the corner of a table between you and your friend that you're going to sell a property. It will not be valid. So you have to really go and see the official notarization notary who will actually read your rights and make it an official document.
Okay, well, that wasn't as complicated as I had feared. But what about mortgaging or financing?
Well, as a general rule, up to 80% of the purchase price of the real property may be mortgaged. Exceptionally, mortgages can go up to 100%, which actually means that you have to put 20% yourself.
Yikes.
That's what it means. And, I mean, again, cantons do... sometimes leave people with less
So it varies money. Canton.
It depends a little bit of canton to canton because, I mean, it's depending on the resources of the canton itself.
Okay, and we should say back to the buying and selling contracts, yes, it's good to have it notarized, but of course, always best to have a lawyer.
Thank
right?
you, Alex.
Isn't that right?
That's wonderful what you just said.
Got to find a use for you guys somewhere in this process. All right, that's the how to buy and sell properties in Switzerland. This week for It's the Law. If you have any questions on buying, selling property in Switzerland, send us an email, studio@worldradio.ch. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Alex.
My thanks to Stephanie Fold, our resident lawyer from BCCC Attorneys at Law, for the segment, It's the Law.